I'm going to go through a list of what he did, because he is our hero, really. He is a champion of note. We know of so many stories of his, I'm sure. But I want to mention what he achieved in the 10 years that he ruled. Remember, I told you he was 13 years younger than Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, approximately. And he ruled for 10 years. So he too was murdered when he was at the age of 63, approximately 62 to 63. Here is what he did. He was the person who started the use of the Hijri calendar. Today we have the calendar Hijra, 1435 Hijra. That was Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. He is the one who started that calendar off, and he said, from now on, the Muslims, whenever we talk about the years, we should relate them to the Hijra. And he made it compulsory, and that is what we are using to this day. He is the one who gathered the people in Taraweeh in Ramadan. So the Taraweeh we read today, in a gathering of this nature, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu was the one who started that off, because before him, they used to read in small groups. And the smaller groups later on became larger groups. He said, let us read in one group in the masjid, and inshallah we will follow one imam. Even though there were so many reciters amongst them, but he put Ubay ibn Ka'b in the front radiallahu anhu, and he said, we will all read behind you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us an understanding. He was the first person who created a proper army. An army that had a job, and that was only to defend the Muslims. And he was the first person who had actually sent his army to the borders in order to protect them full time, the borders of the Muslim nation. And he was the first person who created the police department amongst the Muslims, where he had people who would walk around at night, and he did too himself, finding out what happened and maintaining law and order and seeing that everyone was okay. There are so many incidents. In fact, I can mention to you one very touching incident. One day, Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu decided to walk through. He decided to walk through the gullies of Madinah Munawwara at night. And he was followed by Talha radiallahu anhu. And he walked into one home quietly when no one was watching. And he came out after a little while and he went back. And he had a home that no one would distinguish, because when he became the Khalif, he did not change his house. He remained where he was all along. So Talha radiallahu anhu decided to go the following day to that house to see who there was and what happened. And he found there was a very old blind woman there. So he asked her, who came to you last night and why did he come here? She said, I don't know, but it's a man who told me that he will come every so often. He brings me some foodstuffs and he cleans my whole house in a little while and then he goes back. Talha radiallahu anhu says, Subhanallah, this is Amirul Mu'mineen. This is the leader of the Mu'mineen. And he goes himself at night to clean the house of this blind woman and to bring her some food once in a while. This was Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. The same man, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, if Umar walks down a gully, shaitan would never walk down the same gully. Shaitan would walk down the other gully. Because even shaitan feared Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. This was a man, the hero. He was the first man who maintained the roads and built roads between cities and towns. He actually employed his men to service the cities by creating drainage and so many other facilities for the people of the cities and the towns. He was the man. He was the first man who developed what we know today as the Registrar General. You know, everything is recorded, the births, the deaths, and everything. Who is a civil servant, what do they get, and so on. Everything recorded. That was Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu.